AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Pitcher Corey Kluber got the Indians off to a great start as Cleveland beat Chicago 6-0 in the Cubs' first World Series game since 1945. Roberto Perez homered twice and drove in four runs.
First World Series experience, and just trying to go up there and compete and try to get good ABs up there and trying to get a base and make something happen, and it's an unbelievable feeling.
Francisco Lindor added three hits as the Indians improved to 8-1 this postseason. Game two is Wednesday night again in Cleveland. Close by, the Cavaliers raised their NBA winning banner and got their championship rings before their season opener, a 117-88 victory over the Knicks. Cavs guard Kyrie Irving says it was exciting seeing the team's championship banner raised.
That was just an incredible moment. I'm really refreshed my life. I've gone into so many different NBA arenas seeing banners, one or two or even five or three. So for us to even have our first one is just very incredible.
On the campaign trail, Donald Trump is renewing his attacks on the Obama health care law.
In the middle of a three-day swing through must-win Florida, Trump reiterated he would get rid of the health care law as soon as he took office, saying the administration is understating how much premiums will increase.
They said 25%. Forget 20. You'll take 25%. It's going to be 60, 70, 80, 90%.
Clinton didn't address the issue, but a spokeswoman said her plan is to make health insurance more affordable and not, as the Clinton camp contends Trump would do, which would be to throw away the gains that have been made. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Justin Timberlake this week posted an image of himself at the voting booth on Instagram, drawing questions about whether he was breaking the law. This is AP Radio News. The Vatican has published new guidelines for cremation. AP Religion editor Steve Coleman reports this is coming out just before All Souls Day on November 2nd, when Catholics remember the dead.
The new document says burial is still preferred because it best reflects the Christian hope in resurrection. But if Catholics choose cremation for economic, ecological, or other reasons, the Vatican says the ashes cannot be scattered, divided up, or kept at home. They must be stored in a sacred, church-approved place.
Prince Albert of Monaco was in Philadelphia Tuesday inspecting a house he recently bought. It was the home where his mother, actress Grace Kelly, grew up. Cousin J.B. Kelly says Albert is thrilled that the house is back in the family.
He really wanted to do this to preserve his mother's house, so he's very happy right now.
He says the prince is still considering ideas about what to do with the 2.5-story colonial. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.